The power of eye contact in public speaking. In the realm of public speaking, few elements are as simultaneously powerful and underestimated as eye contact. While many speakers focus on crafting perfect words or mastering their gestures, the simple act of looking directly at your audience can transform an ordinary presentation into an extraordinary connection. Eye contact serves as the invisible thread that binds speaker to audience, creating trust, establishing authority, and fostering genuine human connection in ways that words alone cannot achieve. The significance of eye contact extends far beyond mere politeness or convention. It represents one of the most fundamental aspects of human communication, triggering psychological responses that have evolved over millennia. When mastered effectively, eye contact becomes a speaker's most potent tool for persuasion, engagement, and influence. Understanding this power and learning to harness it can elevate your public speaking from good to genuinely transformative. The psychology behind eye contact in communication. Human beings are neurologically wired to respond to direct gaze in profound ways. When someone makes eye contact with us, it activates regions of the brain associated with social cognition, attention, and emotional processing. This biological programming means that effective eye contact in public speaking creates an immediate neurological connection between speaker and listener, facilitating deeper engagement and comprehension. Research in neuroscience reveals that eye contact triggers the release of oxytocin, often called the bonding hormone, which promotes feelings of trust and connection. This chemical response occurs automatically, meaning that speakers who maintain appropriate eye contact are literally creating a biochemical foundation for rapport with their audience. The implications for public speakers are profound. Eye contact isn't just about appearing confident, it's about creating the optimal neurological conditions for your message to be received, processed, and remembered. The psychological impact extends beyond biochemistry to social perception. Audiences unconsciously judge speakers based on their eye contact patterns, making rapid assessments about competence, trustworthiness, and authenticity. These judgments often form within the first few seconds of a presentation and can be difficult to overcome once established. Research consistently demonstrates that speakers who maintain good eye contact are perceived as more credible, knowledgeable, and persuasive than those who avoid direct gaze. Building trust and credibility through visual connection. Trust forms the foundation of all effective communication, and eye contact serves as its primary architect. When speakers look directly at audience members, they communicate openness, honesty, and confidence in their message. This visual honesty creates psychological safety for listeners, making them more receptive to new ideas and more willing to be influenced by the speaker's perspective. The mechanism of trust building through eye contact operates on multiple levels. On a conscious level, audiences interpret direct gaze as a sign of sincerity and conviction. Speakers who can look you in the eye while delivering their message appear more believable and trustworthy. On an unconscious level, certain body language signals naturally increase trust levels, with sustained eye contact being among the most powerful of these nonverbal cues. Credibility, closely related to trust, also benefits enormously from strategic eye contact. When speakers maintain steady, confident gaze while presenting complex information or making important points, they demonstrate mastery of their subject matter. This visual confidence translates into perceived expertise, making audiences more likely to accept the speaker's conclusions and recommendations. The absence of eye contact, conversely, can suggest uncertainty, deception, or lack of preparation, undermining even the most well-researched presentations. Establishing authority and confidence. Authority in public speaking isn't just about having impressive credentials or speaking with a loud voice, it's about projecting confident presence, and eye contact plays a crucial role in this projection. Leaders throughout history have understood this principle intuitively, using direct gaze to command attention, inspire followers, and establish their position within social hierarchies. The relationship between eye contact and perceived authority operates through several psychological mechanisms. First, sustained eye contact demonstrates emotional regulation and self-control, qualities universally associated with leadership. Speakers who can maintain composure while being observed closely by dozens or hundreds of people signal their ability to handle pressure and maintain focus under scrutiny. Second, specific body language techniques can immediately enhance perceived authority, with eye contact being perhaps the most accessible and powerful of these techniques. When speakers use strategic eye contact patterns, they create the impression of being in control of both themselves and the situation, naturally elevating their status in the minds of listeners. The confidence-building aspect of eye contact creates a positive feedback loop. As speakers practice maintaining eye contact and observe positive audience responses, their genuine confidence increases. This authentic confidence then makes maintaining eye contact easier and more natural, creating an upward spiral of improved performance and audience engagement. Overcoming eye contact anxiety and barriers. Despite its importance, many speakers struggle with maintaining effective eye contact due to nervousness, cultural conditioning, or simple lack of practice. Understanding these barriers and developing strategies to overcome them is essential for anyone seeking to improve their public speaking effectiveness. Nervousness represents the most common barrier to effective eye contact. When anxious, speakers often experience a natural tendency to look away from their audience, focusing instead on notes, slides, or neutral points in the room. This avoidance behavior, while temporarily reducing anxiety, ultimately undermines the speaker's effectiveness and can increase nervousness over time as the lack of audience connection becomes apparent. Cultural factors also influence eye contact comfort levels. Some cultural backgrounds emphasize deference and indirect gaze, particularly in formal or hierarchical situations. While respecting cultural sensitivity, mastering eye contact represents a crucial skill for effective cross-cultural communication in professional settings. Physical barriers, such as large audience sizes or challenging room layouts, can make traditional eye contact techniques difficult to implement. Speakers must adapt their approach based on practical constraints while maintaining the psychological benefits that eye contact provides. This might involve using sectional eye contact patterns for large audiences or adjusting positioning to maximize visual connection opportunities. Practical techniques for effective eye contact. Developing effective eye contact skills requires understanding specific techniques and practicing them consistently. The goal isn't to stare intensely at audience members, but rather to create natural, comfortable visual connections that enhance rather than distract from your message. The lighthouse technique represents one of the most effective approaches for managing eye contact with larger audiences. Like a lighthouse beam that sweeps across the horizon, speakers should move their gaze smoothly across different sections of the audience, pausing for 3 to 5 seconds to make genuine contact with individuals in each area. This technique ensures that everyone feels included while preventing the speaker from fixating on particular individuals or sections. For smaller groups, the conversation approach works best. Speakers should aim to make eye contact with each person individually, holding the connection for complete thoughts or sentences before moving to the next person. This creates the feeling of multiple one-on-one conversations within the group setting, dramatically increasing engagement and personal connection. The timing of eye contact is equally important as its frequency. Connecting with confidence through strategic eye contact involves coordinating your gaze with your verbal emphasis. Key points, questions, and calls to action should be delivered while maintaining direct eye contact with specific audience members, maximizing the impact of these crucial moments. Reading audience responses through eye contact. Effective eye contact isn't just about projecting confidence and authority, it's also about gathering information. Skilled speakers use eye contact as a feedback mechanism, reading audience responses and adjusting their presentation accordingly. This real-time adaptation capability separates good speakers from great ones. Visual feedback comes in many forms. Engaged listeners typically maintain reciprocal eye contact, lean forward, and display open body language. Confused audience members might furrow their brows, tilt their heads, or look away frequently. Bored listeners often check phones, look at watches, or engage in side conversations. By maintaining visual connection with their audience, speakers can identify these signals early and respond appropriately. The importance of this visual feedback cannot be overstated. Understanding the critical importance of eye contact includes recognizing its role as a communication channel that flows both directions, providing speakers with invaluable information about their effectiveness and audience state. Responding to visual feedback requires flexibility and confidence. If speakers notice confusion, they might slow down, provide additional examples, or ask clarifying questions. If energy levels appear low, they might increase their own enthusiasm, incorporate interactive elements, or take a brief break. This responsive approach transforms static presentations into dynamic conversations. Cultural considerations and adaptations. While eye contact principles remain relatively consistent across cultures, speakers must be aware of cultural variations in eye contact norms and expectations. What reads as confident and engaging in one cultural context might be perceived as aggressive or disrespectful in another. In many Western cultures, direct eye contact is associated with honesty, confidence, and respect. However, some cultures place greater emphasis on deference and indirect gaze, particularly when addressing elders or authority figures. International speakers must navigate these differences carefully, adapting their eye contact patterns to match audience expectations while maintaining their effectiveness. The solution often lies in gradual adaptation and cultural sensitivity. Speakers can begin with slightly less direct eye contact than they might use in their home culture, then adjust based on audience response. The key is maintaining some level of visual connection while respecting cultural norms. Advanced eye contact strategies. Once speakers master basic eye contact techniques, they can explore more advanced strategies that leverage the full power of visual connection. These techniques require practice and confidence but can dramatically enhance speaking effectiveness. Strategic pairing involves coordinating eye contact with specific verbal techniques for maximum impact. For example, speakers might establish eye contact just before asking a rhetorical question, maintaining the connection through the pause that follows. This technique creates anticipation and emphasizes the importance of the question. Inclusive scanning ensures that all audience members feel acknowledged and valued. Rather than gravitating toward friendly faces or responsive listeners, skilled speakers consciously include all sections of their audience in their eye contact patterns. This inclusivity prevents the formation of engaged and disengaged sections within the audience. Emotional modulation uses eye contact intensity to match message content. Serious, important points might be delivered with steady, intense eye contact, while lighter moments call for softer, more relaxed visual connection. Advanced public speaking techniques often involve this type of sophisticated nonverbal communication that elevates presentations from informative to transformative. Technology and modern eye contact challenges. Modern speaking environments present new challenges for eye contact effectiveness. Virtual presentations, hybrid audiences, and technology-mediated communication require adapted approaches while maintaining the core principles of visual connection. In virtual presentations, speakers must learn to look directly into their camera lens rather than at their screen, creating the illusion of eye contact for remote viewers. This technique feels unnatural initially but becomes more comfortable with practice. Positioning the camera at eye level and placing a small arrow or reminder near the lens can help speakers remember to maintain this virtual eye contact. Hybrid presentations, where some audience members are present physically while others participate remotely, require speakers to balance attention between both groups. Techniques include alternating between direct eye contact with in-person attendees and camera-directed comments for virtual participants, ensuring both groups feel included and engaged. Measuring and improving eye contact skills. Like any communication skill, eye contact effectiveness can be measured, analyzed, and improved through deliberate practice. Video recording provides the most valuable feedback, allowing speakers to observe their own eye contact patterns objectively. When reviewing recorded presentations, speakers should note the frequency, duration, and distribution of their eye contact. Are they favoring one side of the room? Do they maintain eye contact during important points? Are they looking away too frequently during transitions? These observations provide specific areas for improvement. Practice exercises can accelerate improvement. Speaking to small groups of friends or colleagues provides low-stakes opportunities to experiment with different eye contact techniques. Toastmasters organizations and similar groups offer regular practice opportunities with constructive feedback from experienced speakers. Conclusion. The power of eye contact in public speaking extends far beyond simple technique. It represents the fundamental human need for connection, understanding, and shared experience. Speakers who master this skill don't just deliver information. They create relationships, build trust, and inspire action through the simple yet profound act of looking directly at their fellow human beings. The journey to effective eye contact mastery requires patience, practice, and self-awareness. It involves overcoming natural nervousness, developing cultural sensitivity, and learning to read audience responses accurately. However, the rewards are immense: increased credibility, enhanced persuasive power, and the deep satisfaction that comes from truly connecting with an audience. As communication continues evolving in our technology-driven world, the fundamental power of human eye contact remains constant. Speakers who understand and harness this power will continue to stand out, influence others, and create lasting impact through their presentations. The eyes, indeed, remain windows not just to the soul, but to the heart of effective public speaking.